tired, I think, would be honest. But we had a great day. Just off stage.
Long trip down. When you come?
We usually come from both sides. Pat's in London and I'm in Glasgow, so we kind of meet.
Meet in the middle.
Well, I picked him up at Macclesfield Station. Station. So that's usually how we do gigs. But I'm in a... It's really freaky for me. This is the first time I've played in 18 months.
Well, I was going to say, because my main question, I'm sure everybody's going to ask you this, we've gone through COVID, it's been a stressful, it's been a hard time for all of us. This is the first time you've performed at all, probably. You've probably done Zoom stuff and we're all Zoom now. What was it like getting back on stage in front of a live crowd today?
Well, like? I'm a big tart. He's Kurt Cobain, I'm Liza Minnelli. So the Liza part of me is very, very happy to be out sort of shaking my tail feathers and twirling my tassels in front of an audience of a couple of, you know, tens of thousands. So that's great. But, you know, there's a lot of little technical things that you would fix. But overall, I'm just a big tart. So basically, if I have an audience and I have a band behind me and my trousers are buckled up properly, then, you know, basically just wind me up.
Did you have a mic problem at some point? I saw you walk to the side of the stage.
No. What it was being out of practice. It's a simple thing about your in-ear monitor.
Right.
Being able to turn it up when everything's too loud, and it wasn't happening. We didn't have a good agreement. We didn't agree our concept of turning up louder, to put it simply. So
normally there'd be some kind of call sign that.
Yeah. Or it would be preset. So it was a wee bit technical, but as I say, Liza helped me through.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, you guys have had an amazing journey as a duo, as a band. What do you make of modern music? What do you make of music that's in the charts?
Modern music, sir.
Today, I love your music.
Well, I've got an 8-year-old, so I'm very wise in the way of Bieber. I'm wise about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
What other one? I've got 17-year-old, 18-year-old stepsons, so I know about getting them into gigs. It's like Lil something, Lil everything, Lil, everybody's called Lil something.
Yeah.
Lil Max, Lil not Max.
Lil Nas,
Lil cool, Lil not cool.
All right. Does that mean little?
Yeah.
Maybe we could call them we in Scotland.
We Nas.
We Nas.
Yeah.
We Nas.
So I mean, I would listen to Phineas and what's her name? The young kid, his young sister.
I don't know. You're the guy with the 8-year-old. I'm not going to know if you don't know.
Who's the guy? Phineas. The
Billy Eilish.
Billy Eilish. So, I mean, I'm a big fan of her brother. I think he's a talented guy. So, I listened to that record before he came down. It was nice. It's good.
Yeah. So, you know, if you could do, like, a collaboration with an artist that's in the charts now, you're Ed Sheeran's, you're Taylor Swift's, you're Bieber's.
Well, we did a St. Patrick's Day online concert. And what we did was we chose songs from Van Morrison and old folk songs all the way up to the present. And I mean, Irish songwriting has an incredible history, but Hosier is probably somebody I would love to work with, because we did take me to church. And then I did a bit of investigation into the rest of his stuff. And he's got chops, he's a conservatory trained musician. And I think he's a brilliant songwriter, and I think he's a very deep thinker as well. So I would like to work with Hosier, or at least I would say I would like to hang out with him and enjoy his talent.
Because obviously, being on stage is amazing. The lifestyle that you've lived and you will continue to live is fantastic. What's it like when you eventually get some downtime? Is it a case of you go again? Because a lot of like artists from the 80s and 90s live this crazy lifestyle that we all hear about.
Yeah.
A lot of it's internet based. Jibber jabber, but what is it like after shows? What do you do?
Well, the thing about it is we're men of a certain age, as the 80s and 90s thing would presume, so you've got to preserve yourself. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, you don't tank straight into the Jack Daniels after the gig. You have a decorous beer, you know.
A couple of lagers before.
And, you know, well, not before at all. Like, after is fine, because before just completely screws you up entirely, you know. No, I think we choose our band well, so they're all terribly cultured men of sensibility and taste, you know. And if they do get hammered, they do it the best of style, you know. So you're moving through the world in a state of grace and elegance, an economy of effort.
Yeah.
So that helps you get to the next gig. You know.
So what's next for you guys then? Have you got more concerts lined up? Have you got more music coming out?
Well, we for the last 18 months, we've not played 60 gigs. So the, all those rescheduled gigs and then more. And then I think next year we're going out with Paul Young and Carol Decker. We're going to go out on tour with them next year. And then we've just got to fulfil all the obligations that we've not been able to do in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
So if you go on to hewandcry.co.uk, go to the gigs, you'll see all the places we're playing. There's an awful lot. There's about 50 or 60 before summer next year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And like you say, we've had 18 months of missing out. So you've had the rest, you've had the recuperation.
We've also made an EDM record.
Tell us more.
Well, my brother, I love it. I love it. I just got to get him thinking that it's good. It's an absolutely brilliant record. But there it is. We recorded it almost literally to the week before lockdown.
We didn't record. We wrote it. It's only written.
I know, but it's still fantastic.
Right.
It's a fantastic record. But it was literally written, and then lockdown happened. So we were ready to kind of bring out this massively optimistic dance record.
And you've been held back.
We held back because it's been quite a struggle.
Yeah.
You know.
And I suppose for you, you've written this new song. You're excited to get it out. COVID comes in, so when you release it and it's out there, we're going to all think, wow, hang on a minute, brand new from You and Cry. And you're sat there thinking, should have been out 2 years ago.
We will be thinking that, but we'll get over that and get it out. And it's I think it's going to be. But I mean, we've always been very eclectic in our interests. So the next record could easily be an acoustic folk record, and maybe being a rave record. We don't know. Follow on those.
Fantastic. And just remind us, so if anybody wants to look at your concerts, they want to see where you're going to be playing, best place to go to get the information?
hewandcry.co.uk.